Hey there, boy. I'm sure you've been looking forward to this. Daddy certainly has. Oh, so we're just going to take a few minutes and get ourselves nice and relaxed. Want you to lay back, give yourself a little bit of a stretch, maybe a quick yawn, rub that big toddler belly of yours, and relax. Just breathe in, hold it, and breathe out. Breathe in, hold it, and breathe out. I just want you to keep that rhythm for a second. Breathing in and out. Leaving a little gap in between each breath, a little bit slower each time. Letting your mind and your senses drift a little. As we just start, as we just begin our first little steps towards deep and relaxing trance. Another deep breath in with me. And hold it. And a deep breath out. Good boy. I'm sure you can already feel it. My voice just slowly making its way in. Wiggling around inside that tight brain. Keeping you nice and slow. And docile and relaxed. You feel it like water dribbling through your body from the top of your head, over your shoulders, down your arms, to the very tips of your toes. All that energy slowly dissipating over your body, like a big hug from Daddy. Warm and embraced, as you feel that trickling of all that energy and tension starting at the top of your head, beginning to like flow out over your jaw and down your neck, over your shoulders, that energy dripping away, leaving you completely relaxed from the shoulders up. And as that feeling just drains down your arms, down your chest, the slow breaths becoming more natural. You feel your elbows, your arms, just like water draining through your body. So relaxing, so calm. As you feel your shoulders relax, as the water drains down your chest. Big baby belly, all full and starting to just relax. As that feeling drains down over your belly, into your thighs, it feels a bit like I say, it feels a bit like a big hug. But as it gets to your balls, you can almost feel me slowly rubbing them. You're not even sure anymore, but you're so relaxed as that feeling of being drained just dribbles through, past your cock and your balls, down into your thighs. The last few drips down your calves and into your feet. As you feel yourself empty of thoughts, and any tension you had from the day, just dripping out the very toes and fingers. Completely relaxed. And as you're stood here with Daddy, we find ourselves looking at the top of a long flight of stairs. And as you look down, you see there are 10 steps. But Daddy's stood right next to you, holding your hand. You feel safe. You feel welcome. You feel loved, boy, as you take that first step. 10. Each step feels so good and relaxing. 9. You stumble a little bit. Daddy's got you. I'm right here, my voice just holding you, keeping you steady. 8. The steps feel a little bit bigger as you look up at Daddy. You can swear, maybe he looks bigger than he did before. Maybe the steps are getting bigger now as you make your way down and down, deeper and more relaxed. 7. You look around on the staircase. You notice little details about it. It's darker near the bottom. You squeeze Daddy's hand and you feel even better as you take another step down. 6. I squeeze your hand, boy. You look a little nervous, but I know that deep down you're just so relaxed, all that energy just drained away. As your face begins to feel numb and your body is miles away, drifting far above. You take another step down, each step feeling a little bit bigger, a little bit harder to do with your little tight body. 5. Oh, we're halfway now, boy. And you can just about make out the bottom of the stairs. It looks really colourful. There's a little crack in the door and you think you can hear, is that Bluey or maybe your favourite children's TV show playing? You feel that build of excitement as your brain is left behind and your tight, your inner boy begins to slowly bubble up. 4. The steps are getting so big, you almost have to hang off Daddy's arm to make each little jump. You can hear it now, the sound of music. Oh, you can't wait. Is that a glimpse of a big, cuddly teddy bear through the glimpse of the door? Oh, you look up at me and I look back down and I'm like, you can go there if you want. Just another few steps. 3. Oh, jumping little bits now. So excited as I catch up with you. I can see the look on your face. So relaxed, so happy, so content. Just relying on Daddy to let those thoughts just flow through you. Because you don't need them. You're just a good boy. Good boy for Daddy. 2. Oh, we're so close now. Everything feels so good. So relaxed, so happy. You can't help but grin and smile as you hear Daddy's voice just deep inside your brain, just making you feel so good. 1. The final step. This one's so much bigger than the others, you're almost finding yourself having to maybe hang off of Daddy's arm and jump down that final step. So I hold you as you look down at me and you take that final big jump, leaping off of that final step down to the ground floor. So relaxed, so calm, so happy. Such a good boy. Such a good tight. And 0. We're here, boy. We're here. And as you look up at the door at the bottom, through the little gap, you see there's something written on it. It says, Daddy's Nursery. And you get all excitable. You can feel it welling up inside you as you look up at me, and I'm so, so happy for you. I can't wait to take you inside, boy. We're going to have so much fun. Why don't you step inside with me? And as you reach up towards the handle, feeling your body so heavy, as you push open the door to Daddy's nursery and entering deep and relaxed trance. Your body so heavy and childlike. You step through the door deeper and deeper into your mind as Daddy Hogg stands behind you and closes the door of the nursery. You hear the click of the door closed. And now you are under, deep and relaxed in your nursery, in Daddy's nursery. And as you begin to look around the space, you can see it's filled with bright and colorful objects, all soft and fluffy. Perfect for Daddy's good boy, Daddy's good tyke. You look around so excited. I walk up and hold you, lift you off the floor in Daddy's big, strong hands. I show you around. I show you to your favorite teddy bear. He's twice the size of you. Nice brown, fluffy fur. And next to him, there's a big cuddly lion with a big fluffy mane made of your favorite soft materials. The two of them are cuddling. I sort of take you up in my arms, take you over and lower you between the two of them. You snuggle between their bellies. It feels so good to be here. You feel so relaxed and so happy. And as I watch you snuggle up with your two favorite toys, I think it's about time that we should put in a trigger for you, a trigger for my special boy, to make sure we can get you back to your special place, your nursery, deep inside your mind, whenever we want. And whenever I, or whenever I say, or type, or whenever you hear Daddy Hogg and only Daddy Hogg say, nursery time, you know your brain is just straight away just feeling that pull downwards, feeling heavy and heavier. It's almost like you're being cuddled by these two big teddy bears, your favorite lion and your favorite teddy, cuddling you and holding you tight. You can feel yourself dropping down, even though you're already here. It's just deeper and deeper every time you hear me say or see me type, and only me, Daddy Hogg, when he says or when he types nursery time. You can just feel that lovely deep pulling on that lovely soft brain. Oh, you can feel the crinkle of those diapers. You don't know when you put them on. Maybe they just appeared when you came down, because it's nursery time. And whenever you hear or see the words nursery time, you just know that it's time for your brain to let go, to relax, to feel the warm embrace, the stink of Daddy's piss. Oh, the cuddle of the teddies, the warm, soft feeling of your tight brain. You just want to be in your nursery whenever you hear the words or see them typed. And only when Daddy Hogg says it or types it, nursery time. Oh, Just a little tight brain. It must be hard to follow along. It must be so difficult when you're so comfortable and so happy from just hearing the words nursery time. It'll drag you deeper and faster than you've ever been before. Oh, I can see you're so happy, boy. And maybe, just in case, Daddy Hog wants his boy to be safe because he cares about you so much. So as I come and cuddle up to you, I remind you that if you're ever in danger, or if anyone ever comes or sees you, or you don't feel safe, that you simply wake up and return to how you used to be beforehand. Because Daddy wants his boy safe. So if anyone ever makes you feel uncomfortable, or if you don't feel like you're in a safe space, you worry someone might catch you, it makes you feel so naughty, but it's better to be safe than sorry, boy. Daddy knows what's best. So whenever you hear the words or see them typed, from me, your Daddy Hog, and only from me, the words nursery time bring you deep, deep down to this space. But if you ever feel uncomfortable, Daddy Hog isn't there, you're worried or anxious, this simply won't work. You simply wake up. Because nobody ever wants their boy to feel bad or to get into any sort of trouble. And you want to feel safe. And you want to feel happy as often as you can. And the best way to do that is with Daddy Hog. Oh, deep in this nursery, you feel completely safe. Because nursery time is the best time. With Daddy, with everything you've ever wanted deep inside this space. And if you ever hear me say, or see me type, nursery time, it brings you straight back here. And if you ever feel anxious, uncomfortable, or in any way that doesn't make you feel just amazing, any amount of worry, if you fear that anybody might find you or see you, you just wake up comfortably and naturally. No fears, no anxiety, you always feel amazing when you wake up. And whenever you see or hear me type, nursery time, it just brings you straight back, faster and deeper than ever before. And finally, boy, just one final little thing I just want to make sure is here for you, but you know that your Daddy Hog loves you, and I know that you love your Daddy Hog, because you're such a special boy. I wanted to take some time to make sure that you know that you're a special boy. A good tyke. A little diaper boy. A diaper cub. My diaper cub. No, I can see you're excited already. You can feel it bubbling up inside you. Oh, just those urges to stay here in nursery time. But I'm afraid it's time to slowly wake up. And a final little thing from Daddy Hog. If you ever hear or see me type the words adult time, then you slowly begin to return to your senses, which we're going to practice in just a minute. We'll bring you back up slowly soon. But for now, just relax. Enjoy this time in the nursery. Sniff those soft, fluffy tummies. They look a bit stained, the smell of Daddy. Because I've been here before, making sure it's all ready for you. And I'll be here waiting for you on the
whenever you see me type or hear me say the words nursery time. You will return straight to this space, and I'll be here waiting for you, ready to hug you,
cuddle you, make you feel like the special boy that you know that you are.
If anything comes or anything happens, you ever feel uncomfortable or anxious for any reason, you wake up naturally and quickly, calm and relaxed. And whenever you see me type or hear me say, only me, Daddy Hog, say adult time, you awaken, returning to your senses, returning to the age and mindset you had before you entered the nursery, before you became that good boy for me. And for this specific time that we've got together, we're going to gradually wake you up. And we're going to hope that you feel just amazing. And as you look up at me, I don't have to hope because I can see it. I can see how good you feel. I can see how amazing you just look incredible, boy. You make me very proud. I lean in, kiss your forehead. I pick you up from your teddy and your big cub. You swear you see them almost look a bit sad that you're leaving them. I know that you're sad to be leaving, but we'll be back. Don't worry, boy. Don't you worry, boy. We're just going to have to go back up the stairs for now. But this place will always be here. Whenever you hear me say or see me type the words, and only me, Daddy Hog, nursery time, we'll just slip back here. Effortlessly. And the more times we do it, the better it'll be, boy. The better it's going to be. And as we walk towards the stairs, you can see that they seem a bit shorter. There's only 5 steps to leave. Because you're feeling as the door closes behind you, you feel a little bit taller again. Your muscles sort of returning to you. Daddy Hog stands at the bottom of the staircase and I let go of your hand. I say goodbye as you take that step from 5 to 0, starting at 5. 5. Slowly returning to you, you feel the tiniest little twitch inside your mind as your adult mind, your adult brain begins to slowly, slowly make its way back. 4. Keeping your eyes forward, body so heavy, but something is coming back to you slowly. 3. World around you starting to feel a bit more like it's really there. Little sounds beyond the headphones, beyond my voice, start to make their way back into your consciousness. As you feel a little twitch at the edge of your fingers, at the edge of your toes. 3. Starting to feel your heartbeat. Recontrol that breathing in and out. The flicker of the eyelids. 2. Nearly there now, making your way up the staircase. You say goodbye to Daddy as I fade away, the lights coming back to you slowly. And then finally, only the last 2 steps to go. 2. Nearly there. Sounds coming more vivid. The world of your nursery far behind you. Room almost back with you now. And 1. Wide awake, feeling your body, feeling so happy and relaxed. Oh, it must feel so good, boy. I'm so happy to have you here with me again. Fuck yeah. Hope you had fun. maybe put in a few triggers, just one to help you get down a bit quicker. And made sure to put in a safety. And I also made sure that there was a trigger just to bring you back out safely. But this is just a little caveat at the end so that my boy knows that he's safe and that his daddy hog is here. I love you, boy. Look after yourself. You're such a good boy.